And now the KWGS Local News at 6:31. Your backyard rain gauge is about to get a workout. Heavy rain is expected in the next 36 hours across our region. AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Samuel says several inches will be possible.
But there could be a lot of rain out there. We're looking at perhaps a 1 to maybe 3 inches of rain as this moves through, depending how heavy the storms get during the day on Wednesday. So it looks like a rough go of it. And then again, it will rain right into early Thursday as that front moves through.
The National Weather Service has posted a flash flood watch for the Tulsa area for tonight into tomorrow. An Oklahoma lawmaker wants to accelerate criminal justice reform. State Representative Justin Humphrey says 12,000 inmates could be placed on supervised release. His program focuses on substance abuse treatment and job placement.
When I'm talking about a radical plan, this is radical, okay? But guys, we're the worst in the world, and we have to do something radical.
He says it could all be paid out of what we're paying now to keep someone locked up. Well, Kenneth Brown is already locked up for murder. Now the 58-year-old has been charged with another homicide. He's accused of the 1995 murder of Don Hawley in Wagner County. New DNA testing methods tied Brown to the nearly 25-year-old cold case murder. Get your kicks on Donald Trump. It just doesn't have the same ring. Two state senators are proposing renaming a section of Route 66 as Donald Trump Highway. The idea is from Broken Arrow's Nathan Dom and Claremore's Marty Quinn. Work continues on electrical problems at the Miami jail. About 100 inmates from Ottawa County are still being housed here in Tulsa.
To continue under this agreement that we would hold and secure their inmates and they would provide the detention officers in which to secure them in our jail.
Tulsa Sheriff Vic Rigolato says officers from Ottawa County are guarding the inmates here. Tulsa firefighters pluck a woman from the chilly Arkansas River in Tulsa. The woman apparently decided to go for a swim at 11th Street yesterday. She was pulled from the water near 21st Street and taken to the hospital. Our weather forecast, showers and a few thunderstorms, 67 for a high. At flash flood watch tonight, 39 for a low. Now drizzle in 57. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.